chill where I'm still feeling like I need to blow my nose and kind of nasally. Not sure if anyone can tell, but yeah.
Nice. Nice. Welcome back.
Cool.
Another Monday. Second
Another
to last
Monday.
Monday of the semester. Not including
Don't
Spanish
say that.
I have to. The countdown is on.
No, I don't like counting down.
But we're counting down to winter break, so it's exciting.
Okay, like yes, but also like then it's the last semester.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. But
Season 7.
like that's insane. Like I'm not ready for it to end. I think it's kind of funny when like you don't want it to end, the time goes by so fast. Like when I had mono and like couldn't do anything for a month, couldn't do two things that I like to do, frisbee and drinking. It was the longest month ever. But I feel like these past 2.5 months have gone by so fast. Or 2 months.
I know, it's been zooming. I
Yeah.
feel like when you're so busy, it just,
Yeah.
you just blink and then you're like, wow,
I
it's almost
know.
Christmas.
I know, that's
Like,
insane.
what?
What? I know, that's
Yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, it's Hanukkah.
Is it Annika?
It is Hanukkah.
Wow. Are you doing
Today.
anything?
My roommate, shout out to Jules, is having a Hanukkah party. If you want to come. Saturday at like 8. I'll light candles, have latkes.
How long does Hanukkah last?
8 days.
When did it start?
Yesterday. So we got until next week.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. That's the story.
Do you guys have a menorah?
Jules brought a menorah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not that Jewish. But we'd usually light the candles at home.
Is it usually this early? I always feel like it's later
I
in
feel like
December.
it changes every time. Like it's sometimes it's by Thanksgiving, sometimes it's by Christmas, because it's based off of the like Jewish calendar, or like there's a different calendar. It's like the year is like 5,726 or something
Oh.
in the like Jewish count. I don't know what it's called. Wait, I want to figure out what year it is. It was recently. Oh, 5,782. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah. 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 How was Thanksgiving highlights for the for our fans who are basically your parents who were there?
For the highlight, well, we had the 5K. Always a,
That's fun.
strong tradition. Excellent food. My parents are excellent cooks.
Yay.
Good company, as in, it was just the
Yay.
fam, but no extended family this year. But, that's okay. We still had a good time. But, yeah, very nice. Saw my grandma for brunch. That was lovely. Yeah, those are my highlights.
That's fun. That's pretty cool. I'm really excited for my squash, Mr. Good.
I
Thank
told Hannah
you.
about the squash. I did forget to bring it to the show, but I told her, I remembered to tell her about it.
I am so excited. Wow, thank you.
I told him you'll send along updates of what you
Yeah, I
cook.
don't know. I have a squash that I got from the farm. A butterkin.
A
A
butterkin.
butterkin. It's a pumpkin and a butternut squash. So I
Okay.
have to eat that.
You have a butternut squash now, just a good old butternut squash
Oh,
is
that's
what
so
I brought back.
cute. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
It's
excited.
like a little guy. It's cute.
Oh, I love squashies.
That's
Yeah.
good. I wish I liked them more.
Really?
I'm not a huge squash person.
Oh my
Like,
God.
I will eat it, like, for the sake of eating it, but, like, I wouldn't choose to eat it.
Really?
No.
How do you? I usually just cut it up and roast it. No?
My dad's got some good soups
Okay.
where he, like, blends them up.
That sounds good.
That's good. I have had it roasted. Not bad. Not my
Not
fa-
for
I think it's a
you.
texture thing.
Okay.
Like, not my
A little
favorite, but not
soft.
bad. Yeah.
Okay.
My mom was telling me about a salad she made while I was at school that had squash in it. That sounded good. I have not tried it, but it sounded
Okay.
good.
Okay. Okay. Yeah,
you know, I'm open-minded. I'll try it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll find my calling, my squash calling at some point.
Okay. I mean, there's a lot of different kinds.
It is true. I've tried acorn squash, butternut squash.
Okay.
Is zucchini a squash?
I think technically it's like a winter squash. Yeah, I think. I don't really, I don't categorize it as like squash, but I think technically it is.
I've had pumpkin like in soups.
Okay.
Like pumpkin puree.
Okay. Have you had delicata squash?
No.
It's so good, and I've been air frying it.
Ooh.
And you cut it up in like slivers, and it gets a little crispy. I don't know, maybe it changes the textural thing.
Hmm.
But
do you have an air fryer here?
I do.
That's so exciting.
It's pretty cool.
Wow.
I know. Yeah. Shout out to Mom for getting it for me as a birthday present. Thank you very much.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Want to play some tunes?
Nice. Yeah, let's play some tunes.
Okay. Oh, I should probably have logged the tunes. Okay. Tunes are coming. Here we go.
So cut me like a sharp angle. You're abundant and overqualified. Got a demise that I can't deny. You cut me down to size. Know how to hit just right. The look in your eyes. Cool. Don't push me to the side. Cause you've been on my mind. You push me to the side. But I wanna pull you closer. Every time I bang, I crack the ladder. I'm mistaken, cause I can't pull you closer. Just wanna wake up with another winner. Use this gravitation of mine. Trying to pull you closer. You were on my subconscious. Still trying to get in the mix. Heard you tired of all those liars. I think I got the fix. Y'all flipping crosses in your hands. Reciting songs. Getting drunk with the candy man. He'll never take you home. Don't push me to the side. You've been on my mind. You push me to the side. But I wanna pull you closer. Every time I bang, I crack the ladder. I'm mistaken, cause I can't pull you closer. Just wanna wake up with another winner. Use this gravitation of mine. I'm trying to pull you.
think you got my back against the wall. You don't have a clue, you got nothing at all. You got nothing left and it's all your own fault. I don't give a fuck if you died and that's all.
Hey guys, we are back. That was Pull by The Summer Camp and then All Along by Still Woozy. I apologize for not logging the song in case anyone was really wanted to know what the name of the song was. But yeah.
Another Still Woozy.
Yeah. Hmm. I like them.
It's a good vibe. Yeah. They're starting to all kind of sound, like, the same.
Oh, I kind of agree that they all sound the same, but I like them all.
But, yeah, so then you like them all.
I
so
like them all. I think they have this, like, chill but, like, pleasant boppy vibe that it's I really like.
Good, like, background music.
It is good just, like, relaxed, too. And they all sound the same. And they're good, like, walking music because it kind of, like, I listen to music mainly when I'm, like, going somewhere, like, on a walk, like, to class. And so in that, like, 5 minutes, I want something that's just kind of, like, neutral, upbeat, so I'll put on, like, Remy Wolf a lot, or, like, Still Woozy, mm-hmm. Glass Animals, and I've started listening to Remy Wolf Radio, and there's a lot of Still Woozy in there. Recently, today, I listened to so much Frank Ocean Radio.
Oh, we played him last week.
Yeah, I have another Frank Ocean song.
That's good, I like Frank
Ocean. Okay, I'm glad you like him, because yeah. I feel like he's a very different vibe from what we usually play.
Like, yes, but I also, you know, it's good music, so yeah. we can play.
Okay, everyone, next batch, get ready for something different. I want you to talk about your song, but I do have a song story that...
Yeah, well, we can let you get to your story. I don't have a good story. No. It's just, you know, the good old Discover Weekly.
Good old Discover Weekly.
I like to listen to Discover Weekly, you know, pick out my favorites, yeah. and here we are. So, no grand story behind this one.
That's okay. Today, I was listening to so much Frank Ocean Radio. I told myself, it's Cyber Monday, I need to buy something. Because I never buy things.
Hmm.
Like, I'll spend money on, like, food. I don't know. I don't buy, like, clothes that much. I guess because I'm here. I don't have a car. If I go home, like, I went to Marshall's with my mom over break, and I got these purple champion sweatpants. They were like $20.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it was very exciting. But I told myself I had an interview to give at 3:15, and I had class until 12:15. I ate lunch, and I was going to shop until my interview, and I freaking shopped the whole time.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know how it did not feel like, well, is that actually 3 hours? 1, 2, 3. Wow, okay.
Any good finds?
Yeah, I actually got a lot of cool things all on sale. And then I, like, Googled, like, a random promo code, and I was like, maybe this will work. And it worked. I know. I'm excited. I hope something fits. I feel like online shopping never works.
I have very poor luck with online shopping.
Yeah. Yeah. But basically, I was listening to the next song in the next batch that we're going to play. I got excited, and that's where I heard it when I was online shopping today. But online shopping, no. I don't like it.
No.
Because I'm like, I mean, in the store, you're always like, go up small. Oh, no, JK, medium. Oh, and it's like different. Everything is different. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. I usually only, if I do have to online shop, I try to avoid it most of the times. But if I do, I make sure it's like a place with free returns.
Yeah.
Or exchanges.
I think it's free returns.
Where'd you shop from?
I went on Urban Outfitters.
Nice, nice.
And got some sales. My roommate, shout out to my roommates, got me an Urban Outfitters gift card for my birthday.
Aww.
So I used that.
So that's like not even like real money.
I know.
It's like fake money.
I know. I did spend $65 on top of the $50 that they gave me. So I really only spent like $65.
That's pretty good.
I know. I know. It was pretty good. Yeah, my sister, because she goes to school in California, can't take a lot of her clothes with her, so right. I got to take them here in the car with me. So I got a new sweater, I got a dress.
And it's all your sister's?
Yes.
That's convenient.
Yeah.
She doesn't mind, I feel like.
She did not mind, because she takes my clothes a lot. I think for the past 3 years she's been taking my clothes, so.
Wow. It's a good thing my brother and I do not share clothes.
Really? You think it'd be bad?
It would be really bad.
Really?
It'd be really bad.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's definitely a good thing that we, you know.
But maybe if he was a girl, you would share clothes.
I would like to think if he was a girl, his personality would be a little more amenable.
Oh, shout out to Chris.
Shout out to Chris. But yes, it's definitely a good thing that we don't share clothes.
That's silly. Mm-hmm. From what you've told me about Chris, I understand. Shout out to Chris.
Shout out to Chris.
Yeah. My sister likes to take my dad's sweaters.
Really?
Yes, because it gives the nice oversized look. Shout out to my dad and his sweaters. But, yeah.
Yeah, no one in my family shares clothes.
Really?
Sometimes I'll get some of my mom's stuff, like okay. If it doesn't fit her anymore.
Okay.
Or if she doesn't like it, sometimes I get it.
Yeah.
But that doesn't happen very often. I think I have one really nice Columbia, like, hoodie. Ooh. That I don't know why she didn't like it, but I got it and I like it.
Let's go. So,
yeah, but that's other than best. That, no one in the family no really shares clothes.
Damn.
Nope. Not a thing.
Wow. My grandma likes to give us her clothes.
Your grandma's clothes.
My grandma, shout out to Grammy, is really into, like, clothes. Hmm. And, like, has all these clothes from, like, traveling. And so she has, like, nice clothes. I think this sweater is from her. Maybe this is from my mom. But, yeah. Hmm. Got some clothes from Grammy.
And they, like, fit you?
Yeah. Some of them do. Some of them are a little, like, she's taller, but, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
My grandma definitely dresses like a grandma. Like, she has very nice style, but, like, it's definitely not...
For a grandma.
For a grandma. Like, it's definitely not anything that I would ever wear.
Yeah. No, totally. I feel like Grammy is unique in that she's very into fashion.
Hmm.
Just kind of cool.
Is this the grandma that lives in the city?
No, that's Grandma Sue's. This is Grammy, who lives in Westport.
Where is that?
Oh, it's in Connecticut.
Oh.
Yeah, she likes to paint. She's big into painting. And, yeah, I can show you a photo of Grammy.
I want to see Grammy's fashion sense. Well, if you pull up a photo, should we play
Okay, let's play, tunes? Let's play tunes. I already logged all the songs. Go me. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Hey guys, we are back. That was Someone Else's Dream by Absofacto and Smile by Jungle. Sorry to disappoint, the Frank Ocean song did not come. That was actually Jungle. But
are we gonna hear the Frank Ocean song?
Yes.
Okay.
We will hear it next.
Okay, sounds good.
Jungle, one of my picks in the possibilities. I thought I added a lot of new possibilities for this batch. But it turns out I did not. But do not fret. It'll be okay.
Everything will be fine.
Yeah. What about your pick?
Just another Discover Weekly. I wish I had better stories.
Haha.
But, yeah, I'm Absofacto. We've played them before. Yeah. I like the song Dissolve.
Yes! That's a... Dissolve. You just wanna need to watch me dissolve. Oh, they played on the radio. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nice.
It's TikTok famous, but it's still a really good song.
Ew, TikTok. That's silly.
So, yeah, we can overlook the fact that it's TikTok famous and that's just funny. Appreciate it as a good song. But,
okay.
Yeah, so, I know this band, but I had not heard this song of theirs before. So, yeah.
Nice. That's pretty cool. Yeah. We were just talking about finals.
Yeah, I got really screwed over with my final schedule.
Freaking mythology.
And the fact that I have an exam on Tuesday the 21st of December.
I didn't realize the 21st was a Tuesday.
I didn't either until I looked at the
That's never schedule. Been the case.
And I was like, why do I have the last final? The very last day.
I feel like it's always ends Monday.
I thought it ended earlier before Christmas.
Oh, definitely. It never ends on the 21st.
The 21st feels so late to me. I was like, geez.
I know. I feel like, okay, last fall, did we really end at Thanksgiving? I think we did.
What do you mean?
Like, didn't we go home for Thanksgiving? Like, didn't finals happen
before? We were virtual last
semester. I know. But, like, when were finals? Like, weren't they, like, before Thanksgiving, or was it, like, really early, or...
Oh, because they moved the semester around, didn't
they?
Yeah. Or wait, was that the spring... Wait.
I don't know, I'm trying to, like, look in my photos.
Is that when we started 2 weeks early?
Yes.
Was that a thing? Did that happen? Or am I kidding myself?
No, I'm pretty sure it was a thing.
Or did they push the spring semester back 2 weeks? Something got...
Oh, we started in February.
Okay, they pushed the spring semester back 2 weeks.
The spring semester... You know what I mean? I want you to... Okay, February 4th, I was at school. February 2nd, I was home. Okay, so I think I got to school on, like, February 3rd. But
I have on my calendar that I moved in February 1st.
Yeah.
Oh, but then we had that snowstorm, so I didn't actually move in on
February 1st. November 7th, I'm so turned around.
The first day of class was February 8th. Okay, but I don't think... Wait, let me go back.
I don't remember. Christmas? I don't know.
Okay, we definitely were done by the week of the 13th because I was working at Rite Aid during the day that week, which means that was either finals week. We definitely didn't have class because I was working. I worked on Tuesday the 15th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., which means I did not have class.
Huh.
And that was a full week before Christmas. Ew, I worked on Christmas Eve. What was I doing?
Damn, bro.
I worked 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve. You're really getting that. I don't know if I got any
time for that. Wow, really getting that money. Wow, I just found a photo of me and Julia on the first day of freshman year.
Oh, Tina and I have a picture.
In front of Roof.
Oh my gosh, you look like babies. Wait, I want to find the one of Tina.
Wow. Wow, I used to wear this necklace every day. Aww. Bruh, this feels like so long ago.
Look.
I cannot get over it. Aww. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, wait, was this, like, international orientation?
This was international orientation. My dad took this picture. We, like, all had lunch together.
Wait, that's
and it was, like,
so
my
cute.
Family of four and Tina. And I think she was so, like, she was a really good sport, but I'm sure it was so overwhelming.
Wow.
And, like, we were all overwhelmed, too, but it was, like.
So, did you move in early?
I did.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. My hair was so long.
Oh, wow. Look how green campus looks in that photo.
It really does, doesn't it?
Wow, I feel like I'm just on a photo trip, but no one else could see the photos. Well, yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
Damn, freshman year, man.
Wow.
I got lunch with my friend Zubair. Shout out to Zubair. And he was like, so, he was basically, he said it in like a less insane way, but he was basically like, so, like, how was college good? Like, how was it? How was the time? And I was like, oh my god. Yes. But it
oh
was
gosh.
Definitely
Wait, look
crazy.
At this was our first, we took Tina
oh
and.
Oh my god. I remember this.
You and I took Tina and Sophia to their first American football game.
Wait, was this the day that we went downtown and did the scavenger?
Yes, yes.
Because
so there's
the
this
day
picture.
I met you.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, that's so cute.
Wait, let's get the date on this. When did Hannah and I become friends?
Wait, because didn't I, like, see you talking to Julia? And how did that happen?
I knew Julia from bio class.
So then, like, how did we get downtown together?
I think Julia and I were getting lunch or dinner and something, and she was like, well, I told my roommate I was going to eat with her, but you can come too. Like, you'd like my roommate. And then, so, like, we ended up all, like, eating together or something.
And then we, like, did I see you in the hallway and you were going downtown? Or, no, I was downtown with Julia. And then she went back up and I think we saw you and I joined you.
Wow.
Maybe.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. That was so long ago. Wow.
Wow.
Oh, my mom just sent me a photo. Oh, my God. Mom, I look so, like, this. I'm, like, mid-chew in this photo, Mom. Why does this photo exist? Oh, my God, look at your hair. Oh, you look so pretty. This is when my mom and dad came to eat lunch with us in Marquee.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You are mid-chew. Wait, that's so funny.
Yeah. Well, I remember that.
Wow, my hair. I have so much hair in that picture.
So much hair. Wow. That's freaky.
My dad just texted me. He said, I thought I was nostalgic.
Oh.
Yeah, we really sprinted down memory lane here. Wow. We should play some tunes.
We should play some tunes. I'm going to play my song. I'm changing up the order. I feel like.
Whoa.
I just got really excited. Also, it's called, they're going to know, I'm going to say, it's called Sweet Life, and I feel like we're just talking about our sweet life.
Perfect.
This song doesn't, it's kind of not exactly in the same way. Maybe you'll hear it. But let's go.
The that song wasn't the single, but you weren't either. Living in Ladera Heights, the Black Beverly Hills, domesticated paradise, palm trees and pools. The water's blue, swallow the pill, keeping it surreal. Whatever you like, whatever feels good, whatever takes your mind tonight, keeping it surreal. Not sugar free, my TV ain't HD, that's too real. Grapevine, mango, peaches and lime, sweet life, sweet life, sweet life. Sweet life, sweet life, sweet, 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 sweet life. Sweet life, sweet life, sweet pie. You've had a landscaper and a housekeeper since you were born. The sunshine always kept you warm. That song wasn't a single, but you couldn't turn your radio down. Satellite need a receiver, can't seem to turn the signal fully off. Transmitting away, you're catching that breeze till you're dead in the grave. But you're keeping it so real, whatever you like. Takes your mountain high. It's real, not sugar free. My TV ain't HD, that's too rare. Grapevines, mango, peaches, and lime. A sweet life, a sweet life, a sweet life. Yeah, a sweet life, a sweet life.
Count on you like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I really want to count on you like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I really want to count on you.
One, two, three, four, five. I really wanna count on you. Like one, two, three, four, five. Your mom called me a monster at your concert. I jumped up when I lost it, but I'm not that guy. Just sometimes when the sunshine don't cross the sky, it raises some questions. Cause I used to know you, I used to hold you, I used to I really wanna count on you. Like one, two, three, four, five. I really wanna count on you now. Like one, two, three, four, five. I really wanna count on you. Like one, two, three, four, five. I really wanna count on you. Like one, two, three, four, five. The moral of the story is the boy you love now is moving on to something better up in the clouds. The sun and the moon depart. He's sorry to break your heart.
Falling back together, you say you want forever. Maybe it's a matter of love. Falling back together, you say you want forever. Maybe it's a matter of love.
I really wanna count on you. Like one, two, three, four, five. I really wanna count on you. Like one, two, three, four, five. Count on you. Like one, two, three, four, five. I really wanna count on you. Like one, two, three, four, five.
Hey guys, we're back.
Welcome back.
Sweet Life by Frank Ocean. Count on You by Appleby and Elias Abid. But yeah, the Sweet Life was my pick by Frank Ocean. I was listening to Frank Ocean radio today. It was nice while I was shopping. It's kind of a nice, it's kind of more like low, chill R&B or some rap. So it's kind of nice while I was shopping, a nice background. I think it's interesting because he says there's like the chorus. It's like you've had a landscaper, a housekeeper since you were born. And I think it's funny because whenever I go home, my dad always gets really, shout out to my dad, always gets really mad. Not really mad. He always gets annoyed at all the people across the street who have all the landscapers. And he's really happy when he goes out there and rakes the leaves.
Oh, wait, so your dad likes being his own landscaper?
Yes.
And makes fun of the neighbors for having a landscaper?
Yes. So I thought of my dad.
Nice. Yeah. My dad gets excited when we come home because Chris turns into the landscaper.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's... he works outside nonstop.
Your brother?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But he likes it?
I think so. They chooses kinda, to do it.
Wow,
and
that's
he makes
kinda,
my dad pay him, so.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
That's cool. I mowed the lawn once. But, see, my dad has, like, a push lawnmower. It was really freaking hard.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I mowed the lawn once, did a terrible job, and no one has ever asked me to do it again since, so.
So, like, maybe a win.
I think it's a win. I would hate mowing the lawn.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was my song.
My song, what did I play? Oh, yes. Another Discover Weekly.
Let's go.
It was chill. I liked it. Very relaxed.
It was had a little like a groove to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of repetitive, but like.
It was nice.
You know, good vibes.
No, good vibes. Always got that good vibes.
Yeah.
It's not to like. Yeah. No, it was chill. I was talking to my dad about Discover. Shout out to my dad. No. about Discover Weekly. And he was saying that it never gives him the songs that he wants. And I was like, wow, like Discover Weekly has really like been such a asset to our show.
Yeah.
I'm sad that he's having, you know, problems with his Discover Weekly.
Like, I don't know where else I would find music.
Right?
The whole point of the Discover Weekly is it's songs discover. That you've never played before.
I know. I like listening to, like, the daily mixes that they make.
I like those, but those have a lot of songs I already know.
That's another thing. Sometimes it's, like, effortful to listen to songs I don't know and have to be like, I don't like this.
I usually, like, once a week, I'll, like, sit down and, like, listen really? To the Discover Weekly and, like, pick out the ones I like.
That's kind of cool.
It's also, like, gives me a good excuse to not be doing, like, schoolwork. I'll be like, okay, like, this hour is for, like, music.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, but, you know, like, sometimes you don't know what you're looking for until the Discover Weekly puts it.
I know. It's hard to discover new music.
Yeah.
I feel like I'll listen to Discover Weekly, I'll listen to the daily mixes, and then I'm like, oh, I got all this music, but then I don't have anything to really show for it. Like, I'm not like, oh, I got a new artist. I'm just like, this one song was good. I feel like then you have to, like, go and listen to an album and, like, figure out more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When does the Spotify Wrapped come out?
I got an email that it was coming out soon.
Soon.
I know. I'm excited.
Me too.
Yeah, I think it's funny that it's so exciting. Like, it's such a small thing.
Maybe we can do a little recap. So, like, we have next week, and then we may or may not. You know, if we're in the city, we could hook up OBS.
Yo!
Do it, and we could bring Erica and Maddie. We could do it.
Yo, because you know. We're the only people who know how to do virtual shows.
Yeah, and I still have it on my laptop, so as long as we have Wi-Fi,
I mean, we could do it all of their winter break, hypothetically. Not that we need to, but, like, hypothetically.
But it would be fun to do a little, like, recap of our highlight songs, you know?
Yeah.
We could pick some songs from the Wrapped.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope that my steady jazz and classical music does not affect my Spotify
Unwrapped. I do listen to the lo-fi beats sometimes.
Yeah. I wish there was a way to say, like, please exclude this, like, from my Spotify Wrapped.
I have a weird mix of, like, my workout music.
Yeah.
Like, the lo-fi beats and then this License to Chill style stuff.
Yeah, let's play our last round. Okay, everybody, here we go.
Remember how the trees were low. The ocean stays the same.
back around. Let it breathe, let it breathe. When leaves turn, you'll know. Let it breathe, let it breathe. When leaves turn, you'll know that it's time.
To
Hey guys, we are back. That was Karma by Stillwater Sound, and then Feel the Way I Want by Caroline Rose.
First one, my choice, Discover Weekly.
Wow.
Do you see a theme for this week?
Really, nice. I think mine might have been from Discover Weekly too. TBH. We did play another Caroline Rose in an earlier season. It's a little poppy, but I don't know. It was kind of nice. I liked it. I think I was walking and it came on and I was like, ooh, yeah. Like kind of a little bit of a strut.
I could see it being part of the strut playlist.
Yeah. I think it's funny how songs sound different when you're in a different setting.
That is true. That is true. Wise words.
Wise words.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It is 9 o'clock. Travis isn't here.
Wow. I do get messed up because this clock is 2 minutes behind.
Oh.
But Travis is not here. We can go wild.
Wild and crazy. But in case he's rolling a little late, we should probably get signed off.
Probably.
Just in case you forgot, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is License to Chill. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Hannah.
And you will hear from us next Monday.
Thanks for tuning in today, everybody. We'll see you soon. Bye. Bye.